Whether China will democratize is, of course, a difficult question to answer, but let's see if economic data can give us any insights. Part of the case that China will democratize depends upon a look at its close neighbors. For instance, if we look at Taiwan here, which is largely ethnically Chinese, as Taiwan became wealthier, Taiwan eventually moved to democracy. The same is true of South Korea here, and also Japan, not shown on this map. In East Asia, we've seen this common, but not universal, pattern of greater wealth leading to democratization. If we look at South Korea, when it started its process of democratization, we find it had a per capita income of about $12,000. That's in purchasing power parity terms, 2010 U.S. dollars. And if we look at Taiwan, when it started its process of democratization, we find that Taiwan had a per capita income of about $14,000. As of 2010 data, to make it all comparable, China has, in purchasing power parity terms, a per capita income of about $7,500. So one simple story you might think is simply that as this Chinese number goes up, China will become more democratic, just as South Korea and Taiwan did. Yet there's another feature of the problem which suggests China is perhaps not so likely to democratize, and that has to do with inequality. Economists measure inequality by a statistical construct called the Gini coefficient. As of 2010, China had a Gini coefficient of 0.48, and that represents quite a high level of income inequality. Countries with high inequality are less likely to democratize, and in the Chinese context, you can think of it this way. A lot of the inequality in China is defined across the urban-rural dimension, where people living in cities tend to be wealthier and people living in the countryside tend to be poorer. Yet it's still the case that a majority of people live in the countryside, so it could be that Chinese urban dwellers actually think they're more likely to get their way under a non-democratic system, and they're afraid that if China democratized, they would, in relative terms, lose power to the poorer individuals, and thus the rising middle class in Chinese cities may not favor democracy at all, or may have quite mixed opinions about democratization. To further understand the connection between income and democracy, we can look at some more systematic data. This chart is maybe a little hard to read, but you can get a better look at it from the source, which I'll give you later. But in any case, what we see here is that there is a positive relationship between economic growth, which is on the horizontal axis, and measures of democracy, which are on the vertical axis. The line here, as you can see, it's clearly sloping upwards. Nonetheless, that's just a correlation. It doesn't itself prove that growth is going to make a country more democratic. We can take those same data sets and rearrange them in a slightly different way and ask a subtler question. And our new question is, if a country's rate of economic growth increases, and that's now being shown on the horizontal axis, will the democratization in that country also increase? And that's being shown on the vertical axis. After all, if growth causes democracy, you might expect that increases in the rate of growth will bring about more democracy. But when we look at that figure, what we see is pretty much a straight line, which is suggesting that increasing your rate of economic growth doesn't make democratization more likely. Ideally, what we'd like is a more general theory, which is going to explain this graph and also explain the graph which came before. Let's take a look at that just one more time. Again, that looks like this with this upward slope. And just to restate, what we need is a theory which shows that in the long run, growth and democracy are correlated, but in the short run, increasing bursts of growth don't give you a greater likelihood of democratization. One possibility is to think of societies as having two possible paths in the long run. On one path, they have a greater chance of both economic growth and democracy. And that may be due to good institutions, it may be due to trust, it may be due to a sustained period of peace, whatever. And along the other path, what they are likely to experience is lower growth and also a lower chance of democracy. And what happens is that over time, a society goes one way or the other, and that means in the longer run, growth and democracy are correlated, but in the shorter run, growing more doesn't itself cause you to be more democratic. We don't know this is the correct model of the process, but it is a model of the process which would seem to take account of a lot of the data we observe. To get back to our original question, will China democratize? As economists, of course, we don't know. But overall, a look at the data seems to suggest that Chinese democratization is probably not some kind of necessary development. Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, when they democratized, they had really a quite high degree of equality, and China doesn't. To look at those graphs and numbers more closely and to read a very interesting analysis of this problem, I recommend the article Income and Democracy, cited here. If you'd like to read the case that China will democratize, there's a very good piece online, and it's simply called Why China Will Democratize.